And we are in week six. Can you believe that? Week six? Wow. And Messiah in the Old Testament, and we're on the Tuesday morning study, the Women of Scottsdale Bible. The women, I don't think I ever said it that way, the Women of Scottsdale Bible, the Women's Bible Study. And the title of the lesson is, But You Have Not Obeyed My Voice. Why have you done this? Whoa, that's pointed, isn't it? That's a pointed question, truly. And it's straight from Scripture. It's Judges 2, chapter 2, verse 2. So Jericho has been conquered. We saw that last week. But not before God conquered the hearts and the lives of that second generation that was allowed to enter the land of promise. They were brought to submission because they were circumcised, and they were also, all the men were circumcised who hadn't been circumcised, and that was truly submitting. As an adult male, yeah, that's submitting to God's will. And then they celebrated Passover. They worshiped God through the celebration of Passover. And this was all before they attacked Jericho. While the people of Jericho knew that they were there. 2 million plus people were sitting there. 2 million plus people walked across the Jordan, the dry riverbed. And they came to attack Jericho. And Jericho knew. We found out last week that not that many people were in Jericho. The population wasn't that big. Now it's totally leaving my head. 2,500, and then somebody said 3,000 or 5,000 that they found on their computer, their cell phone. That's amazing. I never knew that before. But they were shaking in their sandals. They really were, Jericho. And they could have really lobbed a whole bunch of bad stuff because Jericho was on a high hill. They could have taken they could have done damage to that generation that went and attacked them. But what happened when they attacked them? That very odd way, encircling the city on the seventh day seven times, and shouting, and the trumpets blasting, and the walls fell down flat. And Rahab and her family were saved out of that. So good stuff. So now we come to Joshua. Now this, how has this spoken to you? If you've read it now, if you've read it in the past, just shout out. Now we come to Judges. Has Judges impacted you in any way? And I don't care what way. No, anything of shout out about Judges, Judy?
Judges 2:10 spoke to me this week because it talks about the whole generation dies and the next generation doesn't know anything about the Lord.
Yeah.
How can that be? One generation.
Yeah.
But yet that happens today.
And actually, after God has been saying, tell this to your children, remember to talk to them when you're walking in the way and at night, etc. Put them on your foreheads, my truths, and on my doorposts. And yeah, how could that happen? So we were going to look at that a little bit too. Anything else, Susan?
Every man did what was right in his own eyes. That's today.
That's today. It truly is. And it's scary. It can be scary. But for God, we have hope. Praise the Lord. Connie?
The book of Joshua highlights God's hatred of sin.
Yes.
And magnifies his grace towards sinners.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what we see. Joshua magnifying, I mean, it highlights God's hatred for sin. But the book of Judges, like Judges, how many have ever read through the entire book of Judges? Okay, but some of you haven't, and you might have thought, I'm not going near that book. It's all about judgment. But truly, it magnifies, the book of Judges magnifies God's love, his compassion, his mercy for the sinner. And that's what we see. So that God did something in my heart about the book of Judges this summer. I love the book of Judges. I could never say before I love the book of Judges. Now I do. Is it a hard read? Yeah, but not really. Towards the end it is. Notice that I stopped at about, I think it was 17th chapter with Samson. Okay? Because we are looking at Messiah in the Old Testament. That's our goal. So I need to always pick out the highlights regarding how we're seeing a messianic theme in the books that we are digging into. So Joshua 23:10-16, part of that, you don't have it on your handout, but I'm just going to read this to you. Joshua warned them. Those are my words. He warned them regarding disobeying God and in not obeying what God had commanded them. And Joshua warned them about bowing down and serving other gods. Again, you don't have that on your handout. We're going to jump into the handout in a moment. But what happened? The judge.